What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
What's going on, Greg? What's happening?
Thank you. I'm glad we have this intimate fireside chat. It's just you and me. Let me tell you what's been happening, all right?
I'll tell you one thing right now. We did a podcast yesterday, great podcast, with the new voice of Cleveland. Shout out to Arif.
Wait, hold on. Tim did that thing where he looked like he wanted to challenge if it was a great podcast, and then he went, you know what? Sure, it was a great podcast.
I'm saying it's more the timing. We just got to get used to the timing of recording these things. Because this episode,
I'm cross promoting. This is cross promotion. It's cross promotion
7 days ago.
All we're saying, Tim, we hear you loud and clear. That's why you're always worried about what you're going to headline and thumbnail this one. This is our predictions for the WandaVision finale. That's what we're calling this one, all right? Okay. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah.
That's great.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, we're recording these out of order. Friday, we're doing the Wanda revision in review, which means we're recording a Kind of Funny Podcast on Thursday, which means by the time it goes up on Monday, it'll be super old, right? That's what you're talking about here, Tim.
Yeah.
And so when Nick's like, yesterday, we had a great meeting with Rooster Teeth. We're thinking about partnering with them, obviously. You see, that's what I'm talking about. That'd be out of date. We already did Let's Play like 5 years ago, Andy. You keeping up with this joke, Andy?
I'm not listening to you at all. I'm sorry. I am just watching this intro that Carter Harrell and Cameron Ken made for MCU.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Wait for the intros. Let's go.
Sorry.
Let's just see it now, Kevin. Get this thing. Because Jen watched it in the car and was impressed. And I was like, I'm driving a motor vehicle here. I can't look over it.
Let me give you a little background on this. So, of course, we started MCU in Review a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And back then, it was just me and Nick trying to figure out some type of motion graphics. And I just took straight up Avengers music and used it for the intro. And we've never made a single penny off of MCU in Review. But as time went on, eventually Carter Harrell started making the audio for things and Cameron Kennedy started doing all the motion graphics. So they're actually good. It's not just me trying my best. They both hit me up and they're like, we want to go back and make Kind of Funny jingle versions of all the In Review intros that never had them. So all the original In Reviews that are going to have future installments. And of course, that all starts with MCU In Review that returns for the WandaVision review that is live now on youtube.com/kindoffunny if you're watching on YouTube. And they made this intro this is definitely the most people involved in an In Review intro of all time. I'll give a lot of credit in a second, but let's check it out.
Let me double check the audio is gonna work.
He's double checking the audio, everybody. Don't listen to the audio.
Did you hear it? Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. You heard it.
I heard it. Did you hear it? Andy, if you heard it, I want you to repeat back the beats.
The beats.
Thank you.
He fucking got you. Yeah, the song. You know what I mean? When he said the beats right back.
All right, ready?
No, Andy's just been trained, Andy, how long have you been on the Kinda Funny Podcast?
Let's see. 2019, I think, was the year that the audience spoke loud and clear. They said, we want this guy.
Yeah.
We want him.
Yeah.
And it's that thing you learned early on, right? After all that we've beaten into your head over and over again, don't trust a genie, right? Whether they're at a restaurant trying to serve you and they're trying to give you wishes. So you got to be very specific. I say, sing back the beats, and you say the beats, you fucking got me. And that genie can't fuck with you. This is what we're doing here.
We can watch this intro first, but I want to know what genie freaking got Andy on Gamescast and how that whole thing happened.
This we get it.
Kevin would play it. Yeah, this is why we thought that was a natural point for you to play it.
Yeah,
stop talking.
That was the first four times y'all kept talking about.
Yeah, it was just that funny. You've done this for a long time.
Shut up.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the best thing.
I've watched this at least 20 times. Like, it is the hypest thing ever. Kev, please bring it back up, and I want to go frame by frame through this because there's so much freaking gold. There's custom art by Josh Strickland, Nerf Alice, Kyle Brightball, Jesse G, Matt Ferguson, and Kyle Fedenu. All of them hooked
the
up
the all-stars.
The all-stars, man.
The Avengers.
exactly. Yeah. With Cameron Kennedy and Carter to make this magic. But go for it, Kev. So yeah, all this is the art from those people.
This is awesome. Hey, it's me and Grover. I love that guy.
The script, that's me doing the intro.
Yeah.
And then down the left, we got Andy doing the wigging out intro. Kev saying, big kid.
Big kid.
What a collaborative effort. Holy shit.
Uh-huh. Greg said, I gotta tell you, Captain America, this white boy can run. White boy can run. So damn good.
Amazing, dude.
Shout out to all
is
of
that Andy? Wait, is that Andy and all the coats and the D?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's me, Lashley, and Greg.
Why do we revere
award.
The D?
Great.
That's insane.
That's amazing.
Really cool. That's
like
this.
You can, first off, I know that a lot of our. Wait, what the hell was that noise?
That's Cecil. That was Cecil. He's yawning. Oh. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He's like good.
Kevin's going to be. When Kevin does start torturing people in the back, we're never going to know.
Oh, Cecil.
Help me,
don't worry.
Help me.
Paula just posted a photo with Cecil at the dog park.
using the kinda to build us from different episodes. In the background there, that's just phenomenal. Everything about
genius.
This is
yeah.
amazing.
Absolutely genius. Yeah. And I've also noticed because I don't know if a lot of our older intros had a lot of 3D elements, but Cameron Ken, you can tell, has been studying the 3D, studying the animation portion of that, and that it's just so badass. Great job, dude. Amazing. It kind of made me tear up, you know? I got a little teared up. Legacy right here.
Yeah, I know, right?
The one thing that, like, really gets me is Nick as Ant-Man. Because, like, that's,
he's tiny.
That's something that we've never thought about. But, like, Nick's presence in this intro is dominating.
Yeah.
But also, shout out to Bless as Falcon.
It's amazing.
Bless as Falcon.
I want to, like, I definitely need to watch back and just see all of the slideshow art pieces. Because
it's
that's
really
incredible.
Well done. Yeah, this is really cool. How long did this take them?
I mean, they've been working on this for probably last month.
Like, this is how much I like this. I'm like, we need to go back and redo all the movies. We need to redo them all.
We got
to
do it.
We should put out special editions, yeah.
We should. Just quick,
Tim, you're the king of, just making, thinking smarter. Not, you know what I mean? Think smarter. Don't work harder. Mm-hmm. Couldn't we just do that where we just put them up and then we attack on 3 minutes at the end of like, hey, here's what we think of 2021. You know, we found Beast.
Fucking beast. Hey, go back a little bit if possible. So yeah, there's a ton of like kind of funny extended fam in here.
Elise,
obviously
James
we got James
right
and Elise and Benson chilling.
Does anyone know
who's
how to
in
go
the back there?
Who's the psychotic clown in the background?
No idea.
Hold on, I gotta know. Don't do anything. Let me enlarge it.
Shit,
enhance.
Oh, you're adding audio delay.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to fix it. I had to fix it.
Oh, man.
Enhancing.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Oh, that's John Smith.
Oh, of course.
Who's John Smith?
Shut up.
From Funhouse.
From Funhouse. Why does he look like Insane Clown Posse?
It's probably an inside joke that Funhouse had that they like just said, let's have Funhouse. I'm sure whoever drew this drew it for Funhouse.
Okay, so wait, hold on. So they're the Guardians.
Oh.
So Elise is Gamora.
So he's
Drax. I didn't even notice that.
Benson's Rocket. Yeah. We got someone's Nebula. But I don't know who the fuck that is on the left.
I don't know the
it should have been John Smith as Nebula, because John Smith always shaves his head. It should have been John Smith as Nebula.
Something tells me that's Greg.
As Nebula?
No, in the middle. I don't know who the fuck you're supposed to be.
It looks like John Smith.
No, it's got to be John Smith.
How do I go back frame by frame? Do you guys remember on...
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
Is it like I or something?
Is it not period?
I thought it was period and comma, but that's not working.
That's YouTube. That's YouTube,
yeah,
Kevin.
That's YouTube.
That works in QuickTime, but I don't know if that works in VLC.
VLC, frame by frame.
Actually, QuickTime, I think you can go left and right in QuickTime.
I'm not going.
Yeah, you can't go backwards, unfortunately.
He can only go forward.
DLC.
You'll feel the
E goes to the next frame.
E. If you hit E.
We're idiots. Wow.
Here we go.
Oh, man. Look at shirtless Spider-Man. Shirtless Miles Morales.
Oh,
I don't appreciate
there
it.
There were so many great art pieces that
I remember
from the KFAF Photoshop challenges that like great. That one of Nick as the band leader in the comic book costume, like on the comic book cover, was just so good.
Are they getting snapped?
Yeah. So this was one of the first things me and Cam talked about is he wanted to get the lost part-timers.
Oh, that's amazing.
Getting snapped.
Mm. You know what? It didn't even occur to me that, like, why is Daniel Dwyer on set with Imran? Like, I never put that together. Holy shit. That's incredible.
We have to, what I've been thinking about, and when I say thinking about recently, I mean last night when I was walking Portillo after we watched Age of Ultron. We have to figure out, Tim, Chris Anka.
Oh,
my God.
That's is amazing. He the like
the watcher?
He's
the watcher.
Yeah, he's Stan Lee. Lee, yeah, from Guardians 2. We have to figure out some way, and we kind of did it when we did Games Daily. We brought on Andrea and Danny back in the day at Kind of Funny Live 3. But we need to figure out something that can be like the on your left moment and have everybody come together to.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. If we ever get big enough to hire everyone for just E3 week, and we have like Reb Valentine coming out of portals and shit.
I love it.
You gotta show your brother this.
Oh, cool, Greg. That's so great.
That's sick.
Podcast, so just watch the video for this one, you know? Maybe just have it up in your vehicle. Get a big iPad, mount it in your vehicle while you're driving to work. Don't look at the road. Just look at this.
Oh, hell yeah. Rahul Kohli is Mr. Fantastic. Nice.
Oh, look at Altano.
Dude.
This is awesome.
I know you listed a bunch of names of people who did this, but who is like the owner? I mean, they need to do a frame by frame breakdown if they just can send these all to us so we can tweet them out. This would be a great kind of funny thread of like, here's the video and here's everybody in it, all the crossovers.
Yo, it's Fran as Hawkeye from the Avengers Boy Band video.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We have just gone through the first 3 seconds.
There's layers.
Yo.
I need screen caps of all these, Kevin. Sorry, that's going to be your job for the rest of the day.
That's definitely Nerf Alice.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have it all up in a Google.
Oh, the Kind of Funny X-Cast. Look, it's Gary, it's Paris, and it's Mike, and Mike is Galactus. Who the hell is Galactus?
Gary's Captain Brit.
This is fucking incredible, and it's only now that we're slowing it down, it's only getting better.
Oh, Alana is from Hela. Ragnarok Hela. Yeah.
Her name was just Hela. It wasn't Ragnarok Hela.
No, I said from Ragnarok.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
All right, fine. I'm sorry.
Who's this? Soldier. Okay, it's Achievement Hunter. Fiona. It must be Fiona. Khalif.
As Black Panther.
Braconda.
No, Winter Soldier. No, it had to be. That was Matt Bragg, probably, with the long hair. Fiona doesn't have hair like that. That was probably.
Listen,
Matt
there's
Bragg.
A lot of people who just work at places. And we
wait, Kev, can you go back? Do we have the technology, or does that?
It's only E. Remember, E can only take us forward.
Yeah, there's no forward. No previous frames.
There is no backwards. There's only forward.
Because I feel like the only Achievement Hunters that would really make sense for us would be Jack, Jeff, or Alfredo.
This might be Trevor Collins. This looks like Trevor Collins.
I can see the Trevor thing of it. Yeah.
Up arrow twice. No, that doesn't work.
Making Kevin do all these weird button combinations.
Kevin, we appreciate you. We love you. We like where your head's at.
Oh, it's Cameron Cuff. It's Cameron Cuff.
Oh, Cameron Cuff.
Yes, it is, Cam. That makes sense.
Damn, that's a good.
God, this is going to need like the old Panda Must breakdown, which was like the old Alex Ross breakdowns of Kingdom Come, where they like go through and they put A's, you know, letters on everybody and then figure it out.
Go for it, Cass.
All right, so I just looked it up online. No, there's no previous frame button.
Jack. Yeah.
He's Wolverine. I like that. That's nice.
Ah, damn it. Who's that? I never know when I'm going to get more if I go forward.
Yeah.
That looks like Travis McElroy at a first glance.
Yeah. That's what I thought too.
Joey. That's Captain Marvel.
That's really cool.
That's so goddamn good.
Johnny Ace hulking up.
Just Johnny Ace.
a different person in our universe.
Yeah, I love it. Johnny Ace is just the character. That's great.
I love there's also two shots of him. It's just
of course. Oh, it should be. I mean, you can never have too much Johnny Ace.
Is he the juggernaut, you think?
That's not what Andy says.
Well, here's something I was kicking around. I guess it doesn't make sense. But it was it's. Is there a theme there that Rooster Teeth personalities are from the X-Men universe? Because Jack was there, and then Cam. This made more sense when we thought it was Trevor as Cyclops. My apologies, everybody. I take it back. I apologize. I apologize. Nick, I'd like to apologize for
long hair like that achievement hunter.
Apology not accepted.
I could damn that Brad. But they didn't have any interactions. I look great as Iron Man. Oh my god.
First off, we already knew that because you pull off the cosplay so well all the time, Andy. We're proud of you.
How about that?
Andy, if I were you, I'd just dress as Iron Man all the time.
I want to put a suit around the world, Nick.
Andy, how about this?
So from now on,
Nitro Rifle just dresses as Iron Man when he streams. Every stream, every night, you're just Iron Man.
I'm totally down with that. I'm totally down with that. That would just role play.
Yeah,
cosplay as him. This shit made me cry. Like, I'm beside myself right now.
We got to get our breakdown. All right. Top men need to be on that.
We really just need to ask them for whatever the Google Drive is, and I'm pretty sure they were sharing all the files.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Cameron Kennedy is trying to get me it right now.
Cameron Kennedy, you're the best. Thank you very much.
You're a fucking all-star. God damn
it. Cameron Kennedy, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Get on your bicycle, ride to 7-Eleven, get a Hostess cupcake. You've earned it.
You know what's been wild?
High marks from Greg on that one.
Watching Cameron Kennedy improve, even though he was already amazing at the start, and seeing that improvement over each intro that he's done and like the more creativity that goes into it. Meanwhile, our content stagnated, right? Like we're just kind of like across the board the same. Maybe we dipped like a couple times down.
Remember we had KFAF? That was a good show. And then a lot of party.
This is real hard to do that.
What was the other show called? Party Time?
Well, you were bringing it back.
Party Mode?
We gotta do one more KFAF.
That's what you were trying to do? KFAF and a party hard.
A lot of parties.
Like, oh, party? Are you trying to make like a behind the music thing? They party too hard and ruin KFAF. No, you're trying to remember Party Mode. Great. Okay. Now, you can say we're not making good content, but I'll just show this. All right? I'll just show this. That's post-show content for the last Kind of Funny podcast. And that was one of the best post-shows we've ever had.
I don't even want to ask what that little hole is supposed to be.
That's me and that's Andy. What's happening, Kevin?
Don't tell me about the little
happening?
Hole. He's trying to plug your hole.
Is he trying to plug it or is he trying to get in it? We don't know.
God, stop.
That's the post show from yesterday.
Jeez. Well, you'll never know unless you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Isn't that right? Hispanic heartthrob. Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globe trotting, head shotting from twitch.tv. Nah, I fucked it up. Andy Cortez. I forgot Nitro Rifle. Sorry. I'm trying to get off book and I get in my own head about it, Andy.
You need to tattoo it on your arm.
It's okay, Greg. I'm elated right now. Like that intro is giving me life.
Sure.
Well, I think we should definitely post it on Instagram as well, Tim. Maybe get that over to Barrett.
Oh, cool. It's an
asset. Whenever he has a chance. I think that's definitely a good
to the shore. Kevin Coelho, I just emailed you. Google Drive's not working, but Cam emailed me with all the artwork, like full res. So if you could pull that up, that'd be fantastic.
He's emailing everybody because he's Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one, at Tim Geddes.
Let Tim host. As he's pulling that up, to give you just a teaser of my favorite revision I've heard so far from Carter Harrell.
Oh. Oh, wow. Jesus.
Beautiful.
Why are they so talented? It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Wait, it's just a bunch of screenshots, which is great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, this makes it easier.
I mean, they're
you can go backwards on a screenshot, though.
Different sizes, and they're on an email. So none of this I would call easier. Pull what? Pull up my email address?
Nick, what's going on with your
hair? You gotta understand, this is what we're working with. Oh, it's Thanos. He was Thanos.
Oh, it's Thanos. Yeah, that's right. That pose. It's that pose.
Thanos ace, sure.
When he finally gets the power.
It was easier, doesn't it, Kevin?
I mean, I'm still showing more of my like this window than I want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you can crop it. There it is. It's like.
I hate you guys.
Can you forward me this email too?
Mm-hmm.
Can forward me, but don't CC them.
Are we doing? Do you want me to go through it again?
If there's anything we missed, what do we miss? So we got Chris Hanke done.
Oh,
Corey Barlog as Odin. Odin. Man, without the red, it's very easy to tell. All right, Cam. That was Jack before. Oh, look at that. Oh, Bonesaw.
I didn't even see him.
Bonesaw. Wow.
This is insane.
He's ready.
Yeah, me and Grove.
Which, is there supposed to be an MCU reference here, or is it just...
I lost it in review, though. Remember, it was in review when I lost it on Baby Driver. So that's just from the in-review cinematic universe, and who cares? I want you to know right now, if I can get this in widescreen, I'll make that my banner.
I'm convinced it is a reference to something, somewhere.
That's like a screenshot. That was Greg looking in the camera, losing it.
Yeah, that's after he had put it on his lap.
Extrapolate from this, what could we do in terms of this being an MCU reference? There's a purple Rocket behind me. There's a pink behind that. Yeah, it could be Rocket. He could be like, I'm Groot, he's Rocket. But then again, it's just a great moment. You know what I mean? When magic happens on a podcast like me.
Can you imagine trying to explain to somebody, so in this photo, I'm Groot and Grover is Rocket. Wait, why is Grover in the photo?
Cameron Kennedy says, this is just an in-review reference.
This is just an in-review reference. This is Barrett.
As Mr. Negative. Coulson. Got it. I thought it was Mr. Negative from Spider-Man, the video game.
He's been
I thought it was just Coulson. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Thanos. Too fucking good. John. The Infinity Racket.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Great. That's real great.
So Fred.
Dude, Fred, you guys have Hawkeye no idea how much fun it was getting this shot of Fran during the Avengers. Boy, he was like, am I pulling back the arrow correctly? And Tim was just laughing.
Fucking Tim pull it back.
Just pull it back, Fran. I think I
okay, Cameron Kennedy. This. Cameron Kennedy is saying that Barrett's is a pre-inverted Mr. Negative.
Got it.
Hence the eyes, right?
Yeah.
Looks like there's some like smoke.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, I feel like he's about to transform right there. And also, I just remember that screenshot in the game from some like screenshot
promotional image.
Some promotional image.
Every time we go back to that thing of Fran, it's perfect. Because it's Belinda not drawing it back. Belinda, it's thinking about it.
Oh, Belinda got it.
Alana, Hella.
Yeah, what?
I'm having. Is this Kevin?
Fredo?
No.
Oh, it's got to be Fredo.
Yeah, those are Fredo's lips. I could see that.
Those are Fredo's pouty lips.
Of course, it's got to be Fredo. Yeah.
It's too long.
Yeah, pandemic, man. It's been crazy.
There we go.
Oh my God. Brokanda, the Brokago reference from Khalid.
BKD,
in the
BKD
background.
Is JJ.
Well, who's JJ?
That's Kevin, isn't it?
I thought it was Kev too.
It is Kev. Isn't it? Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know because this whole section is like other people. No, I guess the Grover Greg.
It can be whatever.
Cameron's texted me. If we get things wrong, he'll let us know.
Okay.
So we got Chloe and Ultron.
Oh my God. She married Ultron.
And so WandaVision, it's Chloe Ultron.
Oh my God, that's so good.
UltraVision. Nope, that's not right.
If you're an audio listener, I swear we'll get out of this once we're done, but this is too good, and you deserve to pull your car over and watch this on YouTube. Cool Greg is Loki. Joey's Captain Marvel. Yeah, X-Cast. Who the hell is Galactus?
And I love the X-Men logo for X-Cast.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Rahul. And then, here you go, Funhouse.
Yes. So John's in the middle, far right, I can't tell. Far left has got to be, far right is probably Lindsay, I'm assuming. Or far left, sorry. Far left as
Nebula.
Dad, yeah.
Dad! Thanks, Dad.
That's how I reference her. Far right's probably Jacob Fullerton, now that I think of it.
That's me.
That's it.
I'm flabbergasted.
Oh,
beautiful.
So
great work, everybody out there.
Holy shit, dude. That's
I'm very
so
excited. I was joking earlier. We're not going to do a what do we think WandaVision is going to be since this will be way outdated. But just for the record, while we're here, I am super excited to go back to MCU and review tomorrow. I like that we have this lineage thing we get to go back to every so often. And I think we did it a good way. And also, I haven't talked to you, Tim, since I was on the Games Daily with Paris today. But he wants to do, he wants to pop in for some reacts with us to the Falcon Winter Soldier. And I say we let him.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to that. You have to repeat it because Cameron just told me JJ is a very poorly done Roger. The JJ elements mixed in make him look like Kev.
Got it. I can see it. I'm with you. Okay.
No, Cameron, don't say it's a poorly done. Okay, you did incredible, dude.
Yeah, no, it's just when you're trying to mix those things up and give it enough so it looks like JJ, it starts looking like Kevin, which I've always said. every time I say, yeah, I can't, I want to be able to watch J.K. Simmons movies, but every time I see him on the screen, I'm like, it's Kevin, can't do it.
Yeah.
Why is Kevin being so
playing drums?
Damn it, you beat me to it. I was like, why is Kevin being so mean to that kid who wants to drum? Like, why does he got to be like that, Kevin? That's not the Kevin I know. Kevin I know is a kind soul, helps out tortoises. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, twice a week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to bullshit with each other about whatever it is they want to bullshit about. For some reason, you like that. Maybe not when you're an audio listener. We talk about screenshots for 20 minutes, but you'll get there.
Greg doesn't care about audio listeners, dude.
It's Cameron Kennedy who doesn't care about audio listeners this time around. You know what I mean?
Carter Harrell does, though.
Carl Harrell really cares. Yeah, exactly. Carl, I just made up a new name there. Carl. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to submit your topics. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to get the show ad-free. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to watch the post-show we do each and every episode. Sometimes it includes just gold, where we push it too far and somehow it's a jelly donut happening and nobody knows what's going on, but me and Nick laugh really hard.
At you, it's threatening your marriage.
Dude, we will, you know what? This is a show. You already know you're listening to the show. We'll just get into it here. I'll get back to the other part of the thing or whatever. I was in so much trouble last night. So much trouble for screaming about jelly donuts. And I want you to know, it was, you know, God bless her, Jen texted me and was like, hey, can you just try to be a little quieter? Ha ha. And it was like, I missed the text. And so then like I stood up from it and I looked and like the text was from like 10, 15 minutes ago. I was like, oh, no. And sure enough, I opened the door and she was not having. I'm like, sorry. And she's like, yeah, you know, blah, blah. And then she tweeted about like, no, then nothing happened. I was like, I'm sorry. She's like, it's okay. It's fine. I'm trying to work. I'm trying to do my job too. I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. Pandemic sucks. And like, she was totally cool about it. But it was that thing of like, I talked all the time that, you know, podcasting is, you know, reaching into the black hole, and I leave it all in the field, and I go, literally by the time I read the text and got in that room, I had forgotten that we had been yelling about the jelly donut. And it was that I sat down and looked at Twitter another 10 minutes later, and I was like, oh, right, I was screaming while being a jelly donut. Yeah.
See, I'm happy the story ended there, because I thought you just totally forgot about it, and she brought up jelly donuts, and that caused you to wheeze laugh for the next 10 minutes, because the real fight would begin.
No. She finds it adorable when we're having a conversation or something else is happening, and I just start cracking up. It's also an easy way to tell how tired Jen is, where the other night it happened, where we were lying in bed, and it started, and like we're laying there, and like I started doing like the little grin. I'm like, don't break, old man. Don't break, old chap. You know what I mean? Let's just go to bed. We don't have to involve her in this. And then I started doing the giggle, and then I started doing the wheeze lap. God knows what I was remembering from one of these shows. We've been married, what, coming up on 4 years, right, in May. And rather than ask me what the joke was, whatever, she just goes, no, it's sleep time now. She's just like, no, I'm not engaging. I don't want you to think about this funny joke that is only funny to you anymore. It's time to move on. And I appreciated that. Today she requested that instead of jelly donuts, if I could yell about bologna at some point, that'd be fine. So great. I've worked in a show already. What do you got?
I was going to say, can I tell you how many times I go into my liquor store and I think I'm going to get bologna out of this liquor store one day, because I fucking love just eating slices of bologna by themselves. Sometimes I roll them up like a little stogie.
Sure. Stogie.
I smoke them like that, Tim. And then I eat.
I haven't had bologna in a duck's age, but when it came up here right now, and then it came up a couple podcasts ago when we were talking about the sandwich question, I forget, you know, if I offered you a sandwich, what would you expect?
Yeah.
And I talked about my mom making fried bologna sandwiches, and I'm getting hankering for some bologna. I think another 3 or 4 years of, you know, every 6 months mentioning bologna, I might actually buy some.
How long does a duck live?
Oh, that's a good question.
Five to seven years.
I've always wondered that about...
There you go.
Wait, really?
That's what Google says.
Oh. Google can't be wrong.
What about birds in general? I've always wondered about the lifespan of a bird, because I... Obviously, we know a dog's age, right? 7 years. That's not true. 7 years is the dog year or whatever. But I've always wondered just about, in general, certain animals, because I got to know that there's a really common animal out there that lives to be our age, that dies in their like late 80s, tortoises. Late 90s, late 100s. No, tortoises are like way longer than that. Tortoises are more known. I feel like that's a common knowledge thing, that tortoises live a long ass time. Similar to some alligators, they're like insanely prehistoric. What's up, Kev?
It's from Finding Nemo, right? That's why we all know how long turtles live.
I don't think so. I watched a lot of nature stuff growing up, Kev. I loved watching Animal Planet just in my off time, you know.
Sure.
Get off of work, kick up the old feet, get a little booze I was 10 years old.
Watching some fucking animals.
Yeah, but I just loved...
is 2.7 years average.
Say that again?
The blue tit is 2.7 years average, but the oldest recorded was over 21 years old. And apparently Google thinks the blue tit is an average bird.
Got it.
The average lifespan of a crocodile, 70 years. A Nile crocodile, 70 to 90 years. Or 70 to 100. So see, that's crocodile, pretty close to human. Pretty close.
Pretty close. Yeah, pretty close. I just know there have been some alligators that are like, oh, this thing has been around for the last, you know, 600, 700, 800 years.
That sounds...
I don't think
wrong.
That's true.
No.
Yeah,
that's true. I like that Greg waited for there to be a natural pause in the conversation before he did this.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rockin' Robin, the podcast within a podcast where we find out how long a robin lives. Tim, go ahead and Google for me. How long does the average robin live?
I thought you would have done it.
Nah, I was waiting for my moment. See, I'm not like Kevin. I'm not going to let us get to the quiet part and then just, you know, not know what's going on.
Okay, here's the thing. So it seems like all birds, the average is about 2 years, but some of them can live 14 to 20. So what's happening with this average? Are birds getting killed, like from predators?
Cars.
Early? Yeah. Is that what's holding bird them back?
Oh my gosh, I'm seeing some stunning facts right here, everybody.
Like a toucan can live for a long ass time, right?
I'm seeing some stunning reports about some animals that I would have never believed either lived that long or died that quickly. A lion.
Quiz me though. Quiz me. So here's what I want you to ask me. What lives longer? A lion or
like this.
Okay.
A fly. A poop.
No, let him figure out.
Well, I mean, I feel like the questions I'm going to ask you are going to be...
Okay.
Like, all right, you're
give
go
me a range. Give me a date
one.
Range. Give me a date range for lions. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I'm going to pick.
Lion. 35 years, 65 years, 85 years.
I would have already lost this. I would have picked 15 years. I'm going to
say 15 too for a lion.
Oh, really? Oh, guys. Yeah, yeah. I'm way off then. Because I just like... Lions live until they're 35, apparently.
That's huge.
And
that's huge.
But I feel like
podcast.
I feel like
me and Tim would have said 15.
Yeah,
so 35
I know, I'm
is blowing my mind
I'm
right
fucking
now.
Fucking stupid though.
I like how you're like this. I was like, give me a date range. You're like 35 years.
Well, I wanted to put
years,
I wanted to put
275 years for a lion.
I thought you would have thought like me and been like, oh, clearly lions, because of the Lion King, live these large, grandiose lives. But no, they're 30. They die like I'm almost 35. If I were a lion, I'd
be
dying
dead.
Right now.
Dying. Yeah.
You would have had to have procreated already, or else
you're lying.
Your bloodline's gone.
You're dying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
like, yeah, lions 35 is the average lifespan. Guess a parrot's life, Nick.
Okay. Ooh, this is fun. I'm going to say 10 years for a parrot.
80.
Shut
Whoa,
what? 80.
Up.
Yep.
What
I
the
who fuck wants a parrot for 80? You know what that means? That means you're buying a parrot and you're making your kids deal with that parrot. That's what that fucking means. Like, that means that they're going to have an old ass cranky parrot and they're going to be bird people. You're just making your children bird people. They don't get a say in that. And nobody likes bird people. I'm just throwing
Nobody likes bird people. Nobody they shit on, they shit on everything. Their house smells weird. You got an annoying ass parrot. I was always down for my parents getting pets because usually it was like cats. Like, cool, we got a cat here. The one time mom and dad brought home a parrot, and I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, why is this thing here? You know what I mean? It was in my teen years.
What was his name,
Greg? Billy. But it's exactly what Nick's talking about. Where it wasn't like
How did your parent pick the perfect name?
No, this is my thing.
Later.
You're saying that the parrot will become the children's thing. Inevitably, that's not what happens. The parrot just gets passed to somebody else. Yeah. They got this parrot from some other adult, and guess what? When they split up, the parrot went to some other adults. Like, yeah, this isn't like that. No one, they didn't even bother asking me. There's no, do you want to take this fucking thing to college? Fuck no, get this thing out of here. Nobody cares about this thing.
Do you think Billy's still alive? They lived to be 80.
Fuck yeah, he lives
probably
to be 80.
Yeah, Billy's. And but here's the other thing too: is it wasn't like a macaw. It wasn't like a cool parrot. It was just like a small, like it was bigger than a parakeet, obviously. Not nearly as big as like the
green?
The gray ones, the African parrot. What are they? There's no. I used to know all this shit when I worked at the Petland. Remember, I got bit on the face by a parrot, almost took out my eye if I wasn't wearing my old glasses. So there you go, a little piece
of
drug trivia.
Wait,
remember that?
I don't know any of this.
Yeah, I haven't heard none of this story.
Petland?
You worked at a Petland?
Oh God damn it.
I love it when we step on a Greg landmine of the story. Let me tell you about the time a parrot almost took my eye out because I was hitting on his girlfriend.
Like, hold we'll on, get hold there on. In We've one been second. Sitting on this content factory, this fucking, this gigantic, like, gorge.
Did I never talk? Have no, I hadn't have told him the story. Yeah. At least, I...
Greg has told the story for sure, but he has never told the story of when he almost got bit because he was flirting with the parrot's girlfriend.
Yeah. I did get bit. There's no almost. I was going to say, I have to tell the story of the time I almost got my ass beat on my last day, right, by a customer because I told him he wasn't serious, right?
No.
We'll get to all my Petland stories in a while. Because remember, while you're on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can watch the show live, just like Joshy G731 is, DJ Kento is, Omega Buster is. Of course, all of that helps us out. So keep on going to patreon.com/kindoffunny. But if you got no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can catch every episode, even the ones with guests, on youtube.com/kindoffunny, Rooster Teeth, and podcast services around the globe twice a week. We need a good... There it is. Thanks, Andy. That's what I was looking for. Housekeeping for you. Like, I already wrote it down, so I'm still going to make sure I said it. MCU in review returned on Friday for WandaVision, where we took the entire season of WandaVision, did a plot recap, and inserted it into the MCU in review rankings. I'm sure there'll be some ragu bagu there, too. So go check that out on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Remember, today, over on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, Roger Pokorny has put up a brand new Twitch Clips thing summarizing our week on the live streaming services. For now... Patreon producers at the nanobiologist. Remember, he's the nanobiologist in the chat, but the nanobiologist on the old Twitter, Mick Abramson. Of course, he did it twice. So at the nanobiologist, Mick Abramson, DJ Kento, Devin Carter, Steve Powers, Ryan Trimble, Kieran O'Donnell, Joy, aka Joseph O'Yusef, Aaron Horan, Billabooey, Julian, the gluten free gamer, Danny Rodriguez, Rachel Gray. Today, we're brought to you by MeUndies and Keeps, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, ladies and gentlemen, actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you about it right now. Let's talk about MeUndies and Keeps right now. This episode of the Kind of Funny Podcast is brought to you by MeUndies. It's time we stop messing around about funny things and talk about something really serious and important. Your underwear. MeUndies believes undies are something that should be yelled about from the rooftops and shown off in mere selfies on Instagram, and they're not undie shy. So let's talk. Of course, you know, I'm Greg Miller, and I only wear MeUndies. That's right. Right now, my butt is touching MeUndies. Why? Well, of course, they're incredibly soft. Of course, they have cool patterns, but more than anything, they're just the best underwear on the earth, man. You know what I mean? I got one pair, loved it so much, I bought a whole bunch more, threw away all my other underwears. You know, I guess I always say one pair, but I mean, I bought it like, you know, you can order them, and you could order one pair. You can also order giant things of them. You can also do an undie membership if you didn't know. MeUndies isn't just here to make every booty comfortable. They're also not about limiting the... They also are about limiting the amount of laundry you have to do. How thoughtful. They designed a membership that not only saves you 30% on each order, but delivers a fun new pair of undies or socks right to your door each month. Plus, you're the boss. You can control your shipments, and you also get early access to their most exclusive prints. MeUndies are offered in a wide range of sizes, from extra small to 4XL. And now that everybody is work from home, they also offer the softest lounge wear. Fill your closet with things you actually want to put on. Of course, Tim loves the lounge pants and the shirts, but me, it's all about the underwear, baby. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Up next for sponsorships, it is Keeps, ladies and gentlemen. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. Nick and Andy were struggling to keep their hair, and what they did was reach out, because that's what you need to do. If you are doing this, you don't have to suffer in silence. You can reach out to people like Keeps. Of course, 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they are 35. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. And there are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers both of them. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medication is delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. Plus, it's low cost. Treatments start at just $10 a month, and Keeps offers generic versions. You get discreet packaging to your doorstep with proven results, and Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to Keeps, K-E-E-P. keeps.com/morning to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps, keeps.com/morning to get your first month for free. Keeps.com/morning, keeps.com/morning. All right, we're back from that now. So now I can tell you my stories. So, Andy, you want to hear about the time the parrot bit my face? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. Just
any so remember, of course, I'm Greg, and I got big, not so much now. As I've grown into my face, my cheeks are no longer nearly as robust as they used to be. But I used to have those big cherub cheeks as a young boy, a young fat kid. You know what I mean? And so when I turned 16, I had a car, I had a license, and it was time for me to get a job. And I was very excited to get a job. And so I was like, I'm going to obviously go work at EB in the mall, electronics boutique, or maybe at Funko Land. Maybe I'll go work in the Walmart electronics
Sam
department.
Sam Goody.
Yeah. Well, there was one in the mall, I guess. It became an FYE, but I'd probably apply there.
What was Babbage's?
Babbage's had already been absorbed by then in the Stratford Square Mall. For a while, we had a Babbage's and we had an EB, but then it just became EB. That was the end of that.
Got it. Okay.
Anyways, none of those places hired me, so I ended up at Petland across the street from all that in the strip mall where I was going to fucking do it. And like, I would assume many people know Petland, many people don't know Petland, but it is like that chain pet store like you think of. Right? Yeah, no, like it's like Petco's nicer. Petco's much nicer than Petland was. Petland is in a strip mall, so it's like one of those narrower stores. So you'd come in, got that weird paneling. It had the thing where it had all the puppies in the little glass things. And that, no, the very back was the fish. That's where Terry worked. Yeah, what do you got for me, Nick?
Now, when you...
Terry was nice. All right, I won't hear shit. I won't hear you talk shit about Terry, all right?
I would never willingly talk shit about Terry.
Thank
I would
you.
Never do that. When you walk into this pet land, does it smell like that? Like the cedar that you put in the gerbil cage?
You fucking crushed it. Of course it did. Of course it smelled like that because there was a bunch of fucking hamsters there too. Yeah. Okay, I'm throwing up some pet land photos here. Let me see if this is up to my store
this
code.
This is, by the way, another
see,
movie.
See, these
that
are
I
modern. These are modern pet lands, which I'm not against. I'm just saying I worked in, this would have been the late 90s pet land where.
Google late 90s pet land.
Where, this guy in the red shirt, it looks like we're showing, might work there, might not, I guess. But, like, remember, like, for Petland, they had a whole safari theme to it, which meant I had to wear this, like, stupid safari shirt that, like, you know what I mean? It looked like I was working Jungle Cruise, and it said Petland on it. I didn't have to wear the safari hat, but it was, like, that and khaki shorts. That was the uniform you wore. And I'll never forget.
Did you wear the safari hat?
If that was an offer, I would have. You know what I mean? And plus, I was a kid. I was a little more, dialed back than that. I wasn't ready to go out and be a full Greg Miller yet. Because it was that other thing, too, of like, you know what I mean? That you're throwing it up, this guy here.
Safari
Stan.
We did not have a Safari Stan, and I don't.
Terry?
I'm not sure. we didn't have that, but that is an accurate representation of the uniform. Sorry that I had to wear there. Yeah, of course. And one of the things was when you answered the phone, you always had to say, "It's a great day at Petland. I'm Greg. How can I help you?" And I remember the first time my friend ever called me, and I said that. And he's like, "Do you really have to answer the phone like that every time?" And I was like, "Yes. Please save me." so I went to work there for a summer. It was good. I of course ended up with what I think we got a guinea pig out of the situation. You know how it is. You're stupid. You're a fucking moron. You're working at a pet store. This thing seems cool. I'll bring it home. And that was a dumb decision. May have gotten a hamster or two out of it. I don't know. All stupid stuff. They had crabs at the front, but I didn't get them. Little hermit crabs? Didn't get them, Nick. Never got a hermit crab,
those
but they
things,
were there.
Those things, pincher.
Yeah, they do pinch. That's something that's accurate. Yeah, exactly. But the deal was that we had, on top of the dogs that are up in the glass cages there, they got dropped all the time. And if you dropped one, you had to give it a very specific thing. I never dropped one. No big deal. Just
the
I dropped
Portillo. The glass cage?
The dog.
Okay.
It's like, three stories of those, little, not glass, but plastic, see-through into there, whatever they're doing. Never dropped one. Sold a bunch. That was the other thing, too. It was very much like in the back, where you'd go in to... I guess take a break or whatever and you get changed if you needed to. They had a whiteboard there tracking who had sold the most dogs. And there was a competition. It was very much fucking a bad, bad closer speech from, Glenn Ross. Can you sell these fucking dogs? It's like, I don't know. Okay. Does this person like this stupid dog? And then I'm making up facts about it. I saw the thing talk last night.
You're making up facts about the dog.
I'm not making up facts. Dog. I'm kidding. I don't even remember. I honestly have no recollection of like, there must have been something back there of like, this is an Australian sheepdog. I don't know. I'm fucking saying something.
Greg
about
is
it.
Like me when I would get called to the car electronics section at Best Buy and just bullshit my way through all of that, dude. I just had no idea. And it was always Jose who ran that part. And the dude ruled. He was just like this. He was a cholo. Like, this guy was like gangster and he was cool as shit. Hey, what's up, Annie? How's it going, bro? How's it going, man? And he would just, he rocked that whole area. It was his space, dude. He knew all of the shit. Mm-hmm. And then the days that he was out, I would just pray to fucking Christ that nobody needed help back there, because I just didn't know. But what do you do when you don't know?
It's got to be. You know, you're hiring.
And so I'd just be like,
this one has RGB. That one has RGB.
Just look at the tags and I'd be like, yeah, let me see. Yeah, because this one's the Model 4 one. So let me, like, I was just bold. I would go to the warehouse and just lie my way through everything.
It's
so
one
I could
of those
imagine Greg being like, I mean, a German Shepherd, Australian Shepherd, you know.
Same dog.
You're yeah, buying really a dog.
You're getting a much better deal on the Australian Shepherd.
You got well
a lot of maintenance. Hard to find a good mechanic.
Germans, you got to find a good German dog mechanic.
This is the thing. If you're in Petland considering buying a dog, whatever. Do you care? Like, you're next to a Garibaldi's Pizza. There's a shitty movie theater and there's a Funko Land. Yeah. Like, am I here to take? Are you really in? You really done all your research on this, sir? Like, you walked in. You're trying to make your daughter feel happy. You know what I mean? Grandma just died. Just what is she like? What kind of dog does she like? You know what I mean? You got a backyard, just let it out there. It'll be fine.
Now, let me ask you this question. Was it weird? Because I often wondered this about people who sell dogs, like breeders and things like that.
Sure.
Is it weird selling something that's alive?
I mean, like, keep in mind, I understand your question. And it is a very good question. I'm 16 years old. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I just want gas money for my cool.
I mean? Like, I'm not here thinking of the ethics of where these puppies come from. And should they be here? And then, like...
with a tattoo that says "I kill dogs," you're like, "How many would you like?" I'm trying to get, trying to fucking
see. Now that's where the ass beating almost comes in on my last day. So we'll jump to that story for you. All right, is that it's my last day at Petland. You know what I mean? I'm done. I'm going back to school. This was a summer job. They knew it. It's not when I lied to Walmart the next summer because I did not want to go back to Petland. They're like, "You can work at Walmart. You can be a cashier here or whatever." I'm like, "Great." They're like, "But we're looking for people to stay on through the school year." I was like, "Totally."
Fucking
2 weeks before school year, so I'm fucking quitting. See you later. I think I even quit early because I wanted to play the ECW video game and that was a terrible idea, but we'll talk about that later. So the final day of Petland, I'm there. I don't have a care in the world. I'm checked out, obviously. I'm still helping people. I'm not being a dick about it or whatever. You know what I mean? But there's nothing going on. And so I'm playing with Daisy the parrot. This is her boyfriend, Sergio, will be the one that bites me in the face. Or already did, actually, at this point. But doesn't matter for this part of the story. I'm playing with Daisy. And, again, when you're next to Garibaldi's Pizza, when you're next to the shitty movie theater, when you're next to you get a lot of looky-loos. People are coming in all the time saying, hey, like, you know, they're killing time to their movie. Can we play with this dog? Like, I don't care if you play with the dog. Sure, whatever. You know what I mean? You're not going to buy it. I don't care. Go ahead. But there was one there. And this is, again, I'm 16 years old, remember? And I'm talking to some 21-year-old. I don't know. You know what I mean? He's not an adult by any stretch of the imagination. And he's there with his girlfriend. And he's in, like, sweatpants and a tank top. And it's clear they have, like, a soda. Like, clearly they're not here to – they actually want a dog. Like, they're just here to fuck around. And so they were like, can we see this dog? Sure. Can we see this dog? Sure. Whatever. And then he points to this one dog and it was whatever, this tiny little baby thing that had a thing on its cage. It's like, I cannot come out of my cage. Like, I'm not taking this well, being trapped here, torn away from my family, put on display next to Garibaldi's Pizza. Right. And so what we had been given instructions, you know, on the back end here, on the backside of it, right, was like, listen, don't take this dog out unless they're serious customers. Like, there were the people who came in multiple days, right? Of like, well, she liked this one. We want to feel it out and see. We want to sleep on it, yada, 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 kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. No problem. And so I'm, again, 16 and a child. So I don't have a real filter on that or a grasp of that kind of understanding. And so this guy who's on a date with this girl is like, oh, yeah, but what's this dog? Like, sure. Can we see this one? I'm like, oh, no, we can't take him out. And he's like, oh, but like, what if, you know, we really wanted to buy them? And I'm like, oh, well, we can take them out for serious customers. And he goes, what makes you think I'm not a serious customer? And I just go, oh, just by looking at you. And this dude went crazy, understandably so, because it wasn't.
but he wasn't a serious customer, right?
No, like you understand, peg. Right? If I'm just like, oh, I can by looking at you, I know you're not. Am I implying he doesn't have money? He doesn't have means? He doesn't have status? Like, I mean, all the bells and whistles went off in this man's head.
Sure, but at the same way, you said he was like 21, right?
Yeah.
So he was, I guess he could buy a dog at 21. I guess that's probably you have means to buy a dog when you're 21.
I mean, I'm sure he's got a nice car, you know what I mean, or whatever, but this guy was not having it at all. And so, like,
shocking,
like, what
dude.
The fuck does that mean? And I was like, oh, well, I've overstepped. And I probably tried to say, like, hey, man, sorry, I don't mean it, but he wasn't having any of that or whatever. And so I was like, all right. So I just kept playing with Daisy, and he's like, where's your manager? Where? I'm like, that's, you know, Susie or whatever her name was up there. I'm like, go talk to her. I think it was
Susie.
Don't
talk to Terry. Don't you fucking
dare. Don't bring Terry into this. Terry's a goddamn saint. All right. Don't even do this, you motherfucker. So he went over there and was yelling at Susie about it. And his girlfriend just stood there and just jawed me over and over again. And just like, you have no idea what you've done. And you're not going to have a job here tomorrow. And yada. And I was like, you are correct. I am playing with this parrot. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, blah, blah. I don't fucking care. I'm 16.
And so they yelled and yelled and yelled and yelled, and then they left. But it was a tense situation. In any situation, you never want everyone in anywhere looking at you. And that was what this was. Yeah. As I played with this fucking parrot in my stupid Steve Irwin cosplay while this man screamed at me. You know what I mean? And this man, he had muscles. You know what I mean? He would cream my beautiful cheeks. You know what I mean? My cheeks are going to get creamed if I stick around.
I remember when I was 16 years old, people in their 20s looked like full-blown fucking adults. Like, I was terrified of people in their 20s. They were real people. Not like this bullshit teenage kids that I hung out with. So sure. I would have been terrified, but I also would have had the tact to probably not say those words to that guy.
Yeah, but it's, again, like, you understand it was an innocent thing. To give you a full picture of this, like, he was like another white guy. It wasn't like there was a racial profiling thing or anything like that. It was just, I'm just a dumb kid. Like, oh, I know what a serious customer looks like. They've come in here multiple times. They have paperwork. They aren't drinking a Garibaldi soda and getting ready for the picture show. You know what I mean?
They don't smell like Boone's Strawberry Farm right
now. Yeah, exactly. Oh, so anyways, though, then to dial it way back somewhere else in the summer, you know, when you'd close, there was a million things to do and run down and check the list or whatever. But the parrots stayed out during the day. They had like their, you know, their jungle gyms or whatever that they would crawl on and be there, and like people could pet them, and we could hold them and put them on people's fingers and stuff like that. And they were chill. Like, they wouldn't fly away or anything, but they were like there, like out. But when you went away for the night, you put them in their cages or whatever. And so, yeah, there was Daisy. That's what I said, right? Yeah. Daisy, female parrot, and then Sergio, the male parrot. And they were a couple. They were a couple.
God bless Sergio.
And like, I had a good relationship with both of them. You know what I mean? I'd like to think they considered me friends or whatever. But this day, I was just giving Daisy a little bit too much attention, apparently. And so, you know, I had been there. This is towards the end of the run. I was closing everything else down, and I picked them both up on fingers, and I walked them backstage or whatever you want to call it, back room or wherever we kept the things. And I opened Daisy's cage first, and I did one of these where I leaned her in, I moved one arm and put her in. And I brought Sergio right to my face, and he just said, you know what? Fuck this guy. And he went clunk, and he hit the glass of my glasses, and he was going for my eye. Hit my glasses and then came down on my cheek and then clamped down on my cheek. And so, like, I put Daisy on calmly, and then I start pulling this Sergio back, and he was would not release my cheek or whatever. And it's it's one of those things of panic. There's no pain yet. It's just let's get out of this situation. Let's get out. And so, like, I pet his head or whatever, and eventually he let go and I put him away. And that's when the adrenaline, like, was really fucking going, and he went back, and I had a bruise on my cheek for a long time of just this thing, just like hard ass pinch.
The local news channel having to cover it if Greg didn't have glasses.
I know. I think about that. You know what I mean? Imagine right now, it's just me and I'm just like Nick Fury, where I have this eye patch all the time. And I got to come up with some story better than a fucking parrot in Petland bit my eye.
The parrot's girlfriend.
Yeah.
What do you think? If that had happened, do you think that kid that you talk shit to would have been like, that's what you fucking get, you punk teen?
I assure you, if I had lost my eye that summer, I would not have continued to work there long enough. Oh, man, Greg's back on the job. I'm like, what's up, everybody?
Me and Terry.
This is what it's all about over here. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have done that. And so those are the other I'm thinking of other memorable stories from Petland for you. You know what I mean? Again, Terry was great. He worked in the fish department. Loved him. There was, again, obviously for me, it always comes back to wrestling games. I had when Attitude that year dropped for PlayStation, I remember I wanted to take the day off for it, but didn't think in advance enough. So I did the thing all responsible kids do with their jobs and just called in sick the day of.
Yeah,
like, naturally. Oh, yeah, I don't feel good. I can't come in. Sorry. And then for some unknown reason, when I returned to work, I was talking to a coworker who I knew this information about, but it doesn't matter, to this 16-year-old Greg, bragged to him of like, oh, yeah, I wasn't even sick. I stayed home to play this video game. His mom worked there and was like an assistant manager. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, like why I thought I would confide this cool fact.
Well, to, and I didn't. He was a kid, you're a kid, and snitches get stitches. So this fucking
he must have told his mom. I don't think it was ever weird or anything, but it was one of those things of like, in retrospect, like, what the hell was I thinking? Why would you why would I get that close to narking myself out for this?
That's so funny. When I worked in restaurants, people would try that and they would straight up get fired. Like, I don't think anyone's ever called it. Yeah, people used to call in sick, but and the only time you could get away with it was if you were like homies with the manager that was on shift that day. And I was never homies with the managers because I hated all of the managers that I ever worked under. They were all assholes. Or maybe I was the asshole and they were nice people. I don't know.
Yeah, that might be the thing. Because I think of like stuff like that of just like
hurting children. I mean, I remember working with quite a few managers who were just really fucking, really mean human beings and had a lot. I mean, especially in the restaurant industry, I ran into quite a few that I was like, and this is when I was really young. Like, you know, not really young, but like relatively inexperienced in the world of like partying and drugs and shit. But I remember being like, people were like, oh, dude, don't fucking party with that dude. He loves speed. And I'm like, nobody fucking does speed. And then like 6 months in, the homie's fucking tripping out in like a closet somewhere. And I'm like, oh, he's doing fucking speed. Like, I don't know what's happening, right? And like, I used to have like, I had a couple managers that were just like, they were just fucking assholes. Because like, you look back at that now and you're like, oh, they were 26. Well, yeah. or they were like 28 and I was 20, maybe 21. And so I looked at them. I thought they were like full blown adults that had the shit together, but they were just playing fast and loose with all the stuff, managing like 30 people, not knowing really what they were doing. And everyone's drinking wine and doing cocaine in the fucking at the end of the night. And I'm never invited to this stuff because I was just like, I don't want to be any part of this. But yeah, I was never anyone's homie. That's for sure. Unfortunately. So I could never call in sick the day of. I don't think I ever called in sick period. To a job. I think this is pre-pandemic when you were like, I don't want to get fired, so I'll just go in and sneeze on everyone's food.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
There was nothing I enjoyed less than working 6 days a week at the car dealership and having to work Sundays, knowing that I could be at my friend's house, at my friend CP and Caesar's house, and every Sunday was football Sunday. And it was a barbecue every Sunday, and it was chips and salsa every Sunday, and World of Warcraft.
That's great.
And like, that's what the weekends were. And I fucking hated going to work on Sundays. Oh. And there were always shorter days. Car dealerships generally close a lot earlier on Sundays. They close around like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. But that means I still have to be there until, you know, 4 or 5 or whatever.
What did you used to do at the car dealership? Like,
I first started off as the receptionist. I was just answering calls, having to learn Spanish, even though I was like very, very bad at it. And then this is when my band, like, I left and we went to New Jersey to go like record our album, and I was like, all right, I'm gone. I'm getting out of this car dealership thing. And I came back and they're like, do you want your job back? We need a customer service rep. Okay. So like, it was a pay upgrade and it was all this cool shit. And everybody that I worked with was great. And like, I worked with one of my uncles who is one of the funniest people that I know. And the whole cast of characters was like, it was like we were in the office. Everybody was such a unique cast of characters in this car dealership. They all had their funny quirks. They all had their things. There was the grumpy dude. There was the upbeat guy. There was the guy who was just like kind of chill. People would always walk up to me and like this guy named Rigo would he's like my height, and he would always say like, yeah, I could dunk in high school, like real serious about it, like, I used to dunk, and like everybody would always bullshit with him. People would offer me pizza so that I could forward calls to them when I was a receptionist.
That's dope.
That's smart. So you got bribed, basically. You were like the power
broker. They'd be like, hey, you know, send a couple of my way or whatever. There was a guy who was like the all-star salesman who only showed up like 2 days a week to work, and he had his own secretary, and the dude was making like upwards of six figures because he was just such an all-star, and every time he'd go into work, everybody wanted to go buy from him. Everybody there at that car dealership was a character in a sitcom, and it was like, it's some of the most fun I had for sure, but also it was extremely the boss was just the asshole. Like, he was the guy, he was the typical guy that I hated when I see him walk into the room, because I just didn't want to interact with him. He was always a dick. He was never a funny, laughable dude. He was an asshole because he wanted to be an asshole.
Power trip there, guy.
Yeah, there's a Spanish like slur slash cuss word slash, it's a bunch of different things. It's coño, and I'm sure you've heard it on Narcos or all these other shows. But he would always call everybody coño, and he would always walk up to me and be like, "Hey coño, what's this saying?" And I'd be like, "Thank you for calling the new Buick Pontiac GMC. There you go, coño. There you go." And you had to say new.
What was new about it? Yeah, new management.
Because it was a brand new. It was a brand new opening. You know, you had to make sure that you were saying we were the new. And and on his days off, he would fucking call in just to test me.
Wow.
And I'd be like, "Thank you for calling the new Buick Pontiac GMC. How may I help you?" And he'd be like, "Oh yeah, coño. Good job, good job." And he would like hang up. It's like, God, get a fucking life. I fucking hated
that.
That
was his job, bro. He was the manager, and you were the kid that was just, if he let you slack off for a second, you'd be like, "Where's Andy? You at fucking CJ's and Caesar's house eating guacamole?" Shit, I'm supposed to be at work today.
Dude, like, I would draw everybody at work. I would like cartoonify Family Guy version of everybody. And I would always draw him, and everybody would laugh at these drawings. And that made him hate me more because of the way I would draw him in a very unflattering manner. Enough of the cartoons.
You were kind of
enough of the cartoons. Like, he would get all like, "No, but if I was doing anything, Kevin, that wasn't looking at the phone waiting for somebody to call, he'd be like, get after me." Like, he was just an asshole. The dude sucked, and a lot of people didn't really like him. The general manager, because this guy was a general sales manager, the general manager loved me. He, like, such a nice dude. He only spoke Spanish, but he'd always be like, "That kid's got passion.
He's going somewhere.
He's good at this job. He's good with people. People like this kid."
It's so funny that you talk about, like, the guy that only worked 2 days a week, because I remember my first job as a server when I actually first started waiting tables. There was that guy who was the top salesperson, because there was always a competitiveness and like who could sell the most, and like you'd get like bottles of wine and stuff like that. They would try to incentivize you to get out there and sell wine. I hated wine, so I could never sell it because I can't sell things. Tim will attest. I just can't sell things I don't like. Sure. I don't understand them, so I end up inevitably talking shit and talking myself out of the sale. But this guy was like a miracle worker. He would only work Friday and Saturdays, and he would make like $500 a night in tips because he would sell so much wine. And then one day he just like disappeared. Nice. We don't know what happened to him, but I think because they partied a lot. Like, a lot of the guys that were like the upperclassmen at the job were just like, they were doing shit like,
"Oh, there was definitely drugs involved in the
car dealership." I was like, "I don't really." They were like someone would mention cocaine, and I was like, I'm not gonna part with you guys. I'm still wrapping my head around just, you know, having a couple cocktails at night and feeling guilty driving home fucking because you're not supposed to do that either. But yeah, it's funny. That guy, this is the guy that, like, so my managers were assholes, right? They were pricks. And I was terrified of them because they would treat me the same way you're being treated, right? Like, little brother, like, I'm kind of not doing my job the best I can. So the way they're trying to entice me to do that is by putting me down, which is definitely making me not want to do the job at all.
Sure.
But I'll never forget the superstar guy one day. And this is from our general manager's name. Well, I'm not going to say his name. But our general manager was like the slick dude from Vegas. And he would always be giving people fucking like the Glengarry Glen Ross speech before he came off. Like, that fucking movie was on loop. Like, everywhere, every time he went home, it was just playing constantly, right? And I'll never forget, he was like, "Just make sure you don't say any explicatives at the table." And the superstar guy goes, "I think you mean expletives." And everyone stopped, and it was a power. It was like a power struggle. I was like, "Who's gonna win this fight?" And my general manager was like, "What?" And he goes, "The word you're looking for is expletives.
Oh shit!
You put an extra syllable in it." And they just stared at each other, and I was like, "This is great. It's not about me. It's great. Nobody hates me."
I love this so much because you guys are telling these stories that I've never heard somehow, and it just got me thinking. Like, could I just start telling a story about back when I used to work at an airport? And like, how far into that lie could I get before you guys question me? Because how the fuck did Andy have this job that I didn't know about? You know what I mean? It's like, we've heard so much about Andy's past that how the fuck did he work at a car dealership and none of us knew this?
Andy mentioned it once. He's mentioned that before. Yeah. Like, but I didn't know what he did there. And for a second, I was like, don't say anything, Nick, because if Andy sold cars and you don't remember that, they're never going to let you get into this shit. But then I was like, there's no fucking way Andy sold cars for longer than a week before someone was like, Andy, this is not your, this is not what you were cut out to do.
No, eventually when I stopped the whole customer service thing, I came back as, no, when I stopped the receptionist thing, and that was after about a year, I came back for another year and did customer service. And that's where I sort of had, I was in the customer service department, and I had a boss above me named Richard, cool as hell dude. But he was strict but fair, right? Like, if I fucked up, and I wouldn't get mad at him, because I'd be like, yeah, I fucked up there, you know? And this is when I was like doing my band thing on the side, and like, he loved rock and he played instruments too, so he was all like super stoked that I was in a band. But I would sometimes, you know, be on MySpace a little too much, managing the MySpace page, you know, because I was the only one who ever fucking managed the goddamn MySpace page when it came to like adding friends and accepting requests and talking to fans and shit. And there was a time where I was in my office on MySpace for a long ass time. And he was in an office behind me looking at me through the window, and I had no idea. And my uncle walked into the room, and he was like, "Tu nieto, dude? Look at him." And he's like, "Ah, shit." He's like, "He's been on that fucking computer for so long. Like, he hasn't been doing anything." And then he eventually went in there to chew me out. And then I felt like really, really bad, because I knew, like, yeah, I deserve this. I totally, I totally deserve this, dude. But he was a cool, as hell guy.
Kevin, can you show the Joshy G post? This is something that happened live today where he made a little Petland thing.
That's working there
in my Safari Steve outfit, apparently.
Tim, here's the problem you have. The problem you have is Kevin. There's no way Kevin would let you get through even 13 seconds of a lie before he called bullshit. But if Barrett were producing this podcast, you could probably pull one over on us.
I believe that you worked at SFO. But I feel like Tim has gotten me in situations where it's like, it's come up that like, oh, Tim has done like cross country
drugs,
and he's like, no, I haven't. And then later he was like, well, yeah, I did cross country. It's like, I remember,
I did like track, he's gone, not cross country.
Okay, well, sorry.
There's some
running
big differences here.
Running as a sport is what I was saying. Yeah. And you've definitely
the
been like,
always
no,
I me.
Haven't.
Well, to be
no, I haven't.
I,
and then you,
I never did. I never did. I didn't run as a sport. I did high jump and long jump.
I'm out of here.
When you were real quick, when you were getting ready to jump really high, when you were getting to jump really long, did you walk? You move your legs. Don't be fucking Poe about this. Every time I go, Poe's doing track, you're like, I'm actually cross country this season. I'm like, fuck off. You're moving your goddamn legs. I don't care if you're running through a field. Yeah, you're in an arena running. You're fucking running.
15 feet. Get the fuck out.
Like from a dead stop. Wow.
So, Nick, going back to something you said, and bringing it back to Kevin, or at least Kevin's family, speed, drugs.
Yeah.
Yes, go. I can't wait to hear where this is going.
So, speed might be the most 90s drug of all time, right? Because, like, I haven't heard speed until you brought it up today since the 90s. I don't even know what the fuck speed is.
It was named after Keanu Reeves. And
So, speed's methamphetamine.
Was it really?
Basically, yeah.
And was named
it was not. Speed
was a joke. That went
well.
See, I wouldn't even fucking know. But what I do know is that Kevin's sisters were obsessed with the card game Speed.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
they
where you
always
go. Like,
thought
you keep going fast,
so
fast,
funny.
Fast, stop.
Exactly. Yeah. And they thought it was so funny to like fuck with me, Cool Greg, and Kevin by like,
I'm gonna do some speed.
Pretty much trying to get us to ask them what they're doing so they can answer Speed. As if they're doing drugs, but they're playing stupid ass fucking cards. And it always confused me because I didn't understand. I had no concept of drugs at the time. So they were laughing and I didn't even understand why they were laughing. This reminds me of another similar Kevin's family story.
That seems like a totally
Kevin's
made
mom,
up story. I think he's going harder now. I think he's doubling
down. Okay, Kevin. I see what he's doing here, Kevin.
Totally
he's making shit up now.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that
might have
been made up. It's not made up.
They did like playing the game Speed.
Okay, so some facts are like, checking out here.
I don't think
here.
They
okay.
ever were like, oh, now good, I'm confused.
Is Kevin making this up? I don't know who's lying to us right now.
No one's lying. I'm not okay. lying. But I'm definitely not lying about
play
the fact
Uno,
that Kevin's mom always used to like make fun of me, Cool Greg, and Kevin making masturbation jokes when we didn't have any idea what masturbation was because we were like fucking seven. And she kept saying things in the way that only Kevin's mom can, but like she'd be like, oh, ho, ho, jerking the gherkin. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And she'd be like, oh, ho, ho, slapping the salami.
Yeah,
man,
like,
I'll tell you one thing right now. Kevin, if your mom needs to talk about me masturbating, please tell her to use slapping the salami and not jerking the gherkin. Because the gherkin is about the size of, you know, your pinky finger.
Which is about right. What if
you were, you
I'm
know,
41.
Caressing the Clausen? Because Clausen pickles are never eaten, always chilled and delicious and huge.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, weird girthy. Sponsor. Weird sponsor drop right there.
Hey, we brought him back to Twitter, all right? We can do whatever we want. That's we true. Got him.
We
got
brought them back to Twitter.
My one tweet got them re-engaged to dust off their tweets. It was great.
I remember vividly. So it was 1998 when Kevin's mom first started talking to us about slapping the salami because it was inspired by us watching the movie Chairman of the Board.
Great.
With Carrot Top.
Which I haven't thought about Carrot Top in too long.
Man, do you remember when you remember the day when you found out that Carrot Top was jacked? Do you remember that day?
I do.
Where you were like, whoa, I don't like this.
Is he still jacked?
I don't like it. Yes, I think he's still
honestly,
very, very, very jacked.
Honestly, that's how I feel about Logic, the rapper. That's how I feel about Drake. I don't like that these dudes got buff. It just throws me off.
Well, I think Drake got buff and then he's kind of mellowed out on that, though. Last time I saw him in a commercial, I was like, you look normal.
I don't know, man. Drake's fucking...
He's trying
to get an MCU movie.
You guys, really? This doesn't look real.
Drake
you know
is cultivating
I mean?
Like, mass. Yeah.
It looks like he's
Drake
wearing a
now.
Suit.
God.
It's so, can you imagine God. This guy running after you? How scary that would be?
Oh my God.
Like, unless he's like weirdly short, like this is terrifying.
No,
podcast
listeners, terrifying.
By the way, we are looking
at Carrot Top.
We're just looking at Carrot Top.
It's really bizarre because Carrot Top just had such a place of... Whenever he was on one of those late night shows, you had to watch it.
That's must see TV.
Yeah.
You got to see what he's up to.
And I had to see what kind of silly props he was bringing in this time. And you told your friends about how funny that one bit was. Wow, man, his right arm looks so weird right there, Kevin.
Yeah, something's not right.
Our left, his right.
Something's not right. That looks like weirdly photoshopped.
Looks like a Toradol injection or something.
Perspective, yeah. Man. You know, you never know.
It's weird.
It's possible.
This can't be.
I'm right. trying to figure out how buff Drake is now because I think Tim's
this
super
is
right. He
drives
his butt.
Drake yes, but I'd like jacked. To believe the Pope met Carrot Top once.
Drake buff.
I'll tell you what, today's show flew by.
We had great content. Before we go, Kevin, show the Clausen Pickle tweet that I tweeted you or sent you because it's still. You don't see brands wake up on Twitter often, Andy, but if you're going to take. A break. This is the best way to come back. In 2013, we decided to take a small Twitter break. We just recently got back on. So what did we miss? They stopped. They tweeted their last tweet was in 2013. And then in 2021, after we started tweeting about them, they came back because of the Cloth and Pickle sponsorship. Not sponsorship. Gift pack they sent us.
You got someone a job? Or do you think you changed someone's job radically? Where it's like now they have maybe 15 minutes a day.
I think you got someone fired.
Kevin, they
I like
had
to think
so
I
much,
changed their job radically. That's what
they
I like
had
to think.
So much more pride in the work they did, and now they have to tweet.
I
got to
fucking make up pickles, pickle tweets.
Like
you know what
I
mean?
I got to figure out what the memes are people are using.
I mean, they're doing a great job. Today's tweet is "Live, Laugh, Crunch." Like, I mean, is that come on? If you're
is it like eat, pray,
or
is that
on February 23rd, they just tweeted out. P period I period C period K period L period E period S.
You know how sad I am right now? It took me two letters more than it should have to catch on to what they were spelling. I was like P period I. I'm like P I. Okay.
After that, they followed up with, our supervisor says if we can get 10K followers by Friday, we can get an office turtle and name it Pickles. And they did it. They did it.
Did they get the office turtle?
Did they have a picture of Pickles?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. The February 26th tweet, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our newest best friend, Pickles.
Can you send me
and it's a turtle. Yeah, sure. I mean, you're already kind of there. This is like one of their most recent tweets.
Fine, I'll do it.
Pickles is going to be around for 120 years now.
I will put on the record right now, Klaus and Pickles, if you're watching, and if you ever pass away, I will take over for Pickles if you need me to.
Greg, here's what I need you to do, okay?
I'm listening.
What
I need you to do. I sent the tweet I'm talking about if you want, Kev. Yeah, I'm listening.
I need you to hop on the subreddit as soon as this show is done. Maybe Monday morning, maybe Sunday night, and say, audio listeners.
Cameron Kenny hates you.
Stay patient with this one.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know?
I appreciate
that.
Because
I think initially it's going to be, wow, they're just showing a lot of visual stuff.
Sure.
But then I think a lot of good stories are told.
I mean, really, the podcast for me kicked in right on the time Greg admitted that he worked at a fucking Petco land or wherever it is.
Yeah.
And Daisy, he started by flirting with a female parakeet. Yeah. And then getting in a fight with two fights almost. So that's pretty great. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, we got there. You know what I mean? People wanted a podcast. We gave them the podcast. They wanted
that's what
the
I'm
business.
Saying. Like, I started this podcast by talking about how good the last podcast we did was, which I guess post 17 days from now or whatever in the future. But what was great about that is we really got going during the post show. We got that ridiculous energy that I believe we picked right back up with this one. So I'm pretty happy about that.
You know, we can do it all. We can have a serious interview with a guy who's on Family Guy, and then we can also do the jelly donut thing and then talk about Petland and or Petco, Petland and Pickles here. You know what I mean?
True.
Here's another great one from February 9th. I liked this one, all right? Which one are you? Extrovert, introvert, picklevert? Come on! Come on, Klaus and Pickles!
Tim, how's that make you feel?
Hey man, it's working for them. You know, I'm happy they're back. I'm happy they're making some of themselves. They got their turtle. That's really all you need.
Yeah. God, that's a good tweet.
TBH, it's kind of messed up that quote being in a pickle means something bad.
Wow, that is true.
That's hard. It must be hard for Pickles to deal with.
Now, Tim, I think if I would have said this to you, you know, 2 months ago before I got my pickle jumpsuit and, you know, started doing my fake Clausen ads. Cause again, this isn't a real, they did not pay us to do this. You wouldn't have got this, but this one resonates with me too from February 3rd. Don't forget to chill today. See, I appreciate that they're not just making memeable tweets. They're making tweets for the true Clausen Pickles fan. Remember, they're never heated, always chilled, Tim.
The diehards would understand.
If you don't, if you read the label, if you, you know, like I do, like the back of your hand, it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know who needs this reminder then.
February 2nd, happy Groundhog's Day. Remember, if you see your shadow, you have to eat 6 more jars.
Like, I understand that everyone needs social media now, but like, why do pickles have it? Like, because they don't need it.
Why? The proof is in the pickle. Look at what they're doing. This is amazing content. This is amazing.
I hate that, like, the next time I go buy pickles, I have a feeling that I'm going to buy Klaassen. And it's like, this shouldn't be as effective as it is.
Klaassen Pickles, January 28th.
Yeah, give it to me.
Woke up and immediately did 50 crunches, asterisks, crunched into 50 pickles. Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast.
I'm following them.
We're on a roll. We're
right
doing the best
now.
Content of our lives right now.
Right now.
This show doesn't end though. Remember, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. We're going to do a post show over there. That's also where you can get the show ad free. That's also where you can watch the show live, just like Nick Gaeus, Omega Buster, Joshy G, Mike L, Ignacio Rojas, Arturo 182. Of course, if you have no bucks tossed away, then remember, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe twice a week, each and every week, for two brand spanking new episodes. For now, we have a post show to do. So until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.